现在要解答你的问题。我刚看了一遍你们的问题。
I've read your questions once.
我盼望我们有最好的基督徒科学家、基督徒政治家、基督徒文学家、基督徒这个历史学家、基督徒的这个法律专家在这个社会上。
I hope we can have the best Christian scientists or Christians.
Christian scientists,
Christian lawyers, Christian politicians, Christian historians in our midst.
很重要。
Very important.
我们许多人忘记耶稣说你们是世上的光，我们今天是礼拜堂的光。
We have forgotten God telling us that we are to be light of the world. We are light in the church only.
我们在礼拜堂光来光去。
So we illumine each other only in the church.
一出门就光了。不对。
And we get lightheaded when we go out.
不是，我们到世界为主发光。
We go out to shine for the Lord.
在科学界、在政治界、文学界、教育界，都为主发光。
Scientific.其实我
发现有很多人有很大的科学成就在中国人中间。
A lot of Chinese have scientific achievements.
我盼望北美做一个 American Chinese Scientist Association, Christian Association.
I hope that in North America there will be such an association.
那么呢，还有这个 Christian Businessman Association.
基督徒的生意人的组织。
这个基督徒的 Scholars Association.
Christian Scholars Association.
基督的 student 整个美国的 association
Christian student
中国人基督徒的
Chinese Christian student association
人家外国人办一个 Urbana 办得那么好。
The Americans do such a good job with Urbana.
我们有没有 North American Chinese Urbana?
Do we have this?
像这一类的聚会走向那个性质。
We should go towards that.
好好祷告，我们要做大事。
Let's pray and do big things for the Lord.
我们心雄心的大起来。
Our ambition must be enlarged.
你们这些问题媒体都可以写一本书。
Every question can be written, have a book be written on it.
你们预备听到什么时候啊？
How long are you willing to stay up?
你们预备听多久？
天亮。
天亮，我是不预备的。爱情是两方面的。
Love is a two-way street, you know?
单恋很痛苦的。
Single-sided love is very painful.
你低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你引导我们，给我们这一段的时间，对你有更清楚的认识。对你与对我们在世界的真理的认识有一个统一性的调和，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督。你们问题什么都有。
You have all kinds of questions.
从拆船到恋爱。
From missions to love life.
应有尽有。
You have all kinds under the sun.
你这个忘记这什么聚会了。
You've forgotten what kind of meeting this is.
是不是必须随时随地三句不离本行讲福音，抓机会福音，不论得死不得死
？Are we to preach the gospel and let the gospel not leave our mouth every minute of the day, regardless of the situation?
有的人呢，一天到晚翻圣经，所讲的完全不是圣经的意思。
Some people flip the Bible all day long and then say something that's contrary to the Bible.
你说哪里有？
谁有不？
耶和华见证人就是这样。
The Jehovah's Witness.
有一些人好像不翻圣经。
Some people as if they don't read the Bible.
就谈到一个地步，一看的时候，圣经的意思就是那样。
But when they talk to a certain point, they check the Bible and confirms what they've taught.
我们要有智慧。
We must have wisdom.
今年我在几个美国的大城市布道的时候，我都不先读圣经。
This year, when I was evangelizing in American cities, I did not start with scripture reading.
谈到一个地步，必要的时候读一节圣经，哇，很多人醒过来，原来基督教真理这么好。
And we talked and talked talk until all of a sudden we read it.First, the Bible, people wake up and see the greatness of Christianity. You don't have to imitate me. There's only one evangelistic meeting I use this method. And only one system of truth that I use this. Do you have practical examples to support what you have said about the power of the gospel?
我已经几次把例子提出来，你还没有听见。
I've given you the examples all the time. You haven't heard.
我讲这个透视力的时候
，When I talked about the power of penetration,
那个夫人说，这个人怎么把我的罪都讲出来
？The Samaritan woman said, "How come this man talked about my sin?"
那我讲到这个审判力的时候
，When I talked about power of judgment,
那个人感到扎心，我应当怎么行才能得救
？Person feels stabbed to the heart. Says, "What can I do to be saved?"
这些都是例子。
These are all examples.
那么他们就感觉到面对神
，They feel that they're facing God.
受审判
，They're judged.
要决断。
And they have to make a decision.
我们可以向他们挑战。
And we can challenge them.
挑战的能力。
The power of challenge.
这个建造的能力。
The power of reconstruction.
这些都是常常发生的事。
These happen all the time.
当 传道人说有没有人信主请举手，这就是挑战。
When people say those who believe the Lord raise up their hand, that's a challenge.
所以呢，这些能力都是存在。
These power exist.
你的教导步到经验中间，对神的认识，对圣经了解，你可否对你每次讲到的内容做些比较？
In all your teaching and evangelizing experience, all the things you've talked about, your understanding the Bible, your understanding of God, can you compare the content of your preaching with those things?
每次讲道做比较。
Can you compare the sermon with the Bible all the time?
我没有那么多时间。
There's no time.
我有一些道理在讲的时候呢，
When I have to preach something,
深度
The depth,
这个广度不一样。
The breadth is different.
神的道很奇妙，你越了解越发现里面并不这么简单。
God's word is wonderful because the more you read, the more you understand. It's not that simple.
你里面有认识多少，你讲出来的时候，你的那个冲力也不一样。
The degree to which you understand the word determines the power with which you preach.
一个背圣经的主的学生，上帝爱自然，将这将他的都将这这些他们，他不懂神里面是什么。
A Sunday school kid who says God so loved the world, blah blah blah, he doesn't understand the word.
但是一个为了要救别人，差不多牺牲自己生命的人，他讲那句话，上帝爱世人不一样的。
But a person who almost sacrifices life to love the other person, he who says God so loved the world, that's different.
当他讲了上帝爱是甚至将他独生赐给他们，他讲了他整个生命在后面做他的支持。
So God so loved the world that he gave them the only begotten son. And when he says it, his whole life is supporting what he's saying.
你要追求能力。
So you must pursue the power.
同样一句话。
Same sentence.
两个人讲不一样。
But they're two different people say it two different
ways. 有一个 IQ 很高的小孩子14岁写信给我。
A high IQ kid, 14 year old, wrote me.
他说为什么话从你口出来，人用金笔记下来？从我口里出来，没有人要听。
So why when you speak, people take notes? When I speak, nobody take notes.
我讲的内容和你差不多一样。有这样的孩子，你看。
I say the same things that you do. Is this kind of kid?
我说你可能比我好。
He said maybe you're better than me.
但你需要走的路还远，你需要顺服神，让神的能力印证在你生命中。
I said you have a long way to go. You must obey God and have God's power stamped in your life.
人
，man。
是神要用的一个仆人，一个器皿。
It's a servant and instrument which God will use.
话语每个人都可以转来转去。
The word can be preached all everywhere.
但是呢，那个被用的人很要紧。
But the man that is to be used is the important one.
中国人很实在。
Chinese are practical.
请事实证明基督教优于其他的文化。
Please prove with facts that Christianity is superior to all civilization.
我刚才讲了，你眼睛看不见，你就是瞎眼，你还不懂。
What I've said, I've told you. If you cannot see it, you're a blind man of this age.
现在回教国家什么科学？
What kind of science does the Islamic countries have?
印度教国家什么科学？
What kind of science have the Hindu countries given?
佛教影响地方什么科学？
What about the Buddhist countries?
啊，所以凡是能刺激人创造性的文化是高度文化。
A culture that can stimulate man to create is a high-level culture.
我解释上帝的形象和传统的神学很多不一样。
The way in which I describe the image of God is different.
我不是新派，我是新鲜派。
I'm not a modernist, but I use innovative ways.
我要很新鲜的把圣经原有的教训把它表达出来。
I want to innovatively express what the Bible teaches.
上帝是创造者。
God the creator.
人是照他形象造的，所以 God is a creator. We are created after his image. We are small creator.
我们按
像他嘛。对不对？所以上帝说我是创造者，人说我也造，这样。所以人 ，man are the only being given creativity， 人是有创造性，
人是唯一神给他创造性的人。
好，这个创造性强的人，常常是传统的背叛者。
A man with strong creativity is usually the rebel。
创造性强的学生被笨老师当作是坏学生。
A creative
no more 啊，这个最后的。
A creative student sometimes are treated by the teacher as the worst student.
当有创造性的学生离开的时候，那个学校呢，老师感谢上帝。
When the creative child leaves the school, the teacher gives thanks to God.
我告诉你，今天教会11岁、14岁、17岁离开主日学的，可能是教会前途最需要的人。
The church today, those 17, 14, 11-year-olds that leave the church today may be the ones the church needs the most.
而教会呢，却为他们走，感到比较平安无事。
But the church is is happy because the calm has been restored after they have left.
我盼望我们能抓住最聪明、最坏的学生，把他带到主面前，教会就有前途。
I hope that we can take hold of the most clever, the most naughty students and change them to Christ.
为什么是十一、十四、十七呢
？Why is it 11, 14, and 17 years old?
十一岁，不大不小，不大不小。
Because an 11-year-old is neither small nor too young, too old.
十四岁呢，崇拜英雄。
14-year-olds worship heroes.
十七岁呢，理性发展。
17-year-old, they develop the intellect.
很危险。
It's very dangerous.
这三个年龄很危险。
These three ages are very dangerous.
当然，因为 nutrition 的不同，有的人十岁就等于十一岁。
Some people's nutritional intake different, so they look like 11 when they're 10.
十四岁的男孩子。
14-year-old boy.
很崇拜英雄。
They worship heroes.
如果他的少年团契同他的主日学里面有那个有英雄式能够控制他的人，他就在教会里，否则他就倒台。
If there is that kind of a hero leader in his fellowship, then he will be there. Otherwise, he will make trouble.
他一定要做英雄。如果你做英雄，他就不做；你不做，他我做。
He's going to be the hero. See, he's going to be the hero. If you're not the hero, he's going to be a hero.
十七岁的时候呢
？17-year-old.
有的是掉在性欲里面，就喜欢那些这个迷惑人的那些坏的事情。
They fall into lust and they pursue lust.
有一些呢，自爱的青年就用理性去发展这个怀疑那个怀疑。后来呢，基督徒领袖就不要怀疑，怀疑的鬼去吧，他就去了。
Some of these people start doubting here and there, so Christian leaders say, "Devil of doubt, get out!" And so he leaves.
好，哪一个文化带来最多创造性的刺激呢
？Which culture brought the most stimulus to creativity?
Christian culture.
基督教的文化。
基督教的文化产生最大的创造性。
The greatest creativity.
所以凡是基督教的地方
So where there is Christianity,
科学进步很快
Scientific advancement is quick.
天主教的差一点
Catholics are a little slower.
回教的很可怕
Islam is very terrible.
印度宗教呢对他们的国家有很大的妨碍
Hinduism is a great barrier to their own country.
中国的文化
The Chinese culture
在人文在伦理这方面有相当够分量的这一个表达
Has a certain high percentage of humanistic and civilized manifestation.
各物自知这方面就没有进展。
But in terms of knowing, they have not made much progress.
所以 logic 不在中国。
Therefore, logic does not exist in China.
Analytic 的力量也不在中国。
Analytic strength is not in Chinese.
这个 deductive 和 inductive 的这些 method 的发展也不在中国。
Deductive, inductive methods did not come from China.
不是完全没有。
It's not that they don't have it completely.
不太强。
Not very strong.
所以中国图画没有影子的。
So Chinese painting doesn't have any shades.
有没有啊
？You notice?
有没有影子啊？太阳光的影子。
Do they paint shadow shades? No.
岭南派大概有一点。
The Lingnan style maybe have some.
中国音乐没有和音的。
Chinese music doesn't have harmony.
如果有很简单的。
If they do, it's very simple harmony.
都是用呼应的。那那那那那那那。停停停停停。我告诉你，整个中国的音有几千年加起来
，all few thousand years of Chinese music added together，
单单同一个 Brahms 都不能比，一个人都不能比。
Cannot even compare with one Brahms, just one person.
你在 Brahms symphony 里面
，in a Brahms symphony，
你看见里面结构 structure 同 philosophical 的那个 atmosphere 强得不得了。
You can see the strong atmosphere of philosophical structure.
任何一个人
，regardless of who, Brahms,
Dvorak, Beethoven， 这个 Mendelssohn, Bach。每一个都是一个 world， 一个世界。
Everyone is a world。
每一个这个二十世纪
，20th century China，
能够建立起反帝国民主，建立了全东南亚第一个民主的国家，是基督徒孙中山的功劳。
In all this, in 20th century China, the first country that can build up an anti-imperialistic republic is a person.孙中山 who was influenced by Christianity.
所以呢，那个时候呢，康有为、梁启超，后来都变成康有为、梁不超。
So all these great reactionaries had no way to stop him.
他们没有办法，只能做保皇党。
So they had nothing.
真正的 creativity innovation 从基督教思想来的。
Creativity innovation came from Christianity.
注意啊，最先派女子到外国拿到医修博士的是基督徒。
The first women who were sent.To get a MD degree was a Christian.
最先破除迷信的是基督徒。
The first who broke through superstition is a Christian.
最先这个注重妇女的地位的是基督教。
First to look at the women's position as important Christians.
基督教最对中国的影响太大。
Christianity influenced China too
greatly. 可是写小学课本历史书的不是基督徒的手。
Yet those who wrote the textbooks, the history books, were not Christians.
所以基督徒一切的功劳在中国文化里面被一笔勾销。
So all the achievements of Christianity was written off in Chinese culture.
你的骨头在哪里？
Where's your blood?
你的志气在哪里？
Where's your ambition?
我一直 bone 不是 blood.
Where's your bone?
你如果有 blood 没有 bone, 满地是血。我刚才提到了这个接受难民的。
Those who accepted refugees.
是基督教影响过的国家。
They were countries influenced by Christianity.
你不要轻看这个事，这个很大的事情。
Don't look down at this. This is a big thing.
这个文化呢，从扫地都看出来，你懂。中国人扫地是我扫到你隔壁，你明天扫回来。
Culture can be seen by the way you sweep the floor. You sweep to the other person sweeps to your place.
我说哈，好，明天轮到你再扫。所以扫了几千年，灰尘还在那边。
So we sweep a couple of thousand years, the dust is still there.
是神下了雨呢，帮忙一点。
It is God's giving the rain that helps a little.
美国人的文化是 vacuum。
American culture, you vacuum.
你再来，我把你吸掉。
You give the dust, I vacuum.
对不对？所以这文化从扫地都看出来。
So you can see culture from sweeping.
这 vacuum 的观念从哪里来呢？
Where did the concept of vacuuming come up?
因为无形中受了耶稣担当罪恶来的。
Because Christ took our sins away.
我们是多一事不如少一事，就那样扫地的。
Chinese saying one more hassle, better it's one less hassle.
很多事情你追根究底，有就一个无形的圣经的影响在文化里面。
Everywhere in the culture, you can see the Bible symbol.
什么叫做文化？
What is culture?
我给文化一个名称哈。
I give culture a name.
Original.
It's original.
有 copyright. 如果你要用，你要 quote Stephen Tong said, 你才可以。文化是什么？
What is culture?
The soul of the society.
社会的灵魂。
社会的灵魂，指挥整个社会一切行动的背后的动力是文化。
It is the motivating force that commands everything in that culture.In the society, that is culture.
人一犯罪呢，灵魂就衰弱了嘛。
When a man sins, his soul is corrupted.
所以是共同的灵感产生的文化动机，已经罪被罪玷污了，不可能有完美的文化。
So all this motivating force has been corrupted.
那基督教的文化怎么样呢？
What about Christian culture?
基督教的文化不等于基督的道。
Christian culture is not the same as Christ's word.
基督教的文化是 interpreting.The Word of God 里面还有人的错误的成分，所以基督教文化也不完美。
So Christian culture interprets from the Word of God, and there's human weakness in there. So Christian culture is not perfect.
但我很谨慎的讲，神的道高过人的文化。我不是说基督教的文化高过，基督教的文化是没有错。我不讲那句话。
I said God's Word transcends human culture. I did not say Christian culture transcends human culture.
进化论，请你解释。
Please explain evolution.
那我不解释，我就讲幽默的笑话。
I will not explain, but I'll tell you a joke.
我在 Cornell University 同那些查经班人讲道理。
When I was preaching to the people in Cornell,
他们请一个教授来听道。
They asked a professor to come.
那教授说：“你叫我讲些什么的
？”Professor said, "What do you want me to hear?"
牧师要来讲关于神的问题。
Stephen Tong is going to preach about God.
那个教授说什么？神，我就是神。
This professor said, "God, I'm God."
他就是神。
He is God.
那么他妈妈一定是神母。
So
logic,
right?
对不对？
Logically speaking, his mother must be the mother of God, right?
他妈妈是神母之母。
His mother is the God, and then
他妈妈的妈妈是神母之母之母了。
And his grandmother is the mother of God, mother of God.
第一个母神是哪里来的？
And where did the first mother God come from?
一定是猴子来的。
Oh, that's from the monkeys.
所以做神不成，自认猴孙。
You can't be God, but you rather recognize yourself as a monkey.
这个叫做进化论。
This is evolution.
你懂吗？
This is evolution.
一个人不要圣经的解释，就一定要用神所造的理性来想出一位，造出一位不是神的神。
Person who does not believe the Bible will have to use his rationale to think to create a God that is not a God.
打肿自己的脸充棒子，我是神，结果呢是猴孙。
So he hits himself. He says, "I'm God." Actually, he's a monkey.
我研究科学没有你们多了。
I do not study science as much as you do.
我知道科学在神学在整个道的地位中间的地位在哪里。
I know the position of science in the Word of God.
所以我今天用幽默解答，不用正题解答。
So in a humor way, I'm going to say.
严格说起来
，rigorously speaking,
进化论需要的信心比你相信圣经需要的信心更大。
The faith required of evolution is greater than the faith required of the Bible.
第二样， 进化论本身不是绝对科学。
Evolution is not absolute science.
它是用哲学的假设方法跳到科学的研究范围。
He uses philosophical presupposition methods to jump into the scientific realm.
Evolution is not exact science.
进化论不是绝对的科学。
进化论也比基督教更难解释的，如果人类历史是几千几百万年，为什么文化产生的这么迟呢？
If man's history was billions of years, why did culture come out so late?
突然间差不多一万年前。
All of a sudden it came out 10,000 years ago.
五千年前。
5,000 years ago.
金字塔出来了。
The pyramid came out.
Mesopotamia.
Mesopotamia.
印度的宗教。
The Hindu religion.
孔子的思想。
Confucian thinking.
苏格拉底的思想。
Socrates.
这些现在的人不能出孔子，不能出老子，只能出老夫子。
modern man cannot come out with a Socrates or an Aristotle. They can come out with Spider-Man or something like that.
苏格拉底、柏拉图和亚里士多德。
Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle.
这三个人想过的问题。
The problems they had thought about
是以后历史两千多年所有的人所想的问题都曾经他们想过。
All the things thereafter that people thought on, they had thought about.
如果进化是对的
，If evolution is right,
为什么耶稣到现在所有的人没有一个超过他的这个道德呢
？Why is there no one that can transcend Jesus Christ's morality?
你最佩服的人，你告诉我是谁
？Who is the person whom you most admire?
贝多芬
，Beethoven，
花六病 ，Tchaikovsky， 同性恋。
Beethoven, he had syphilis. Tchaikovsky, he's a homosexual.
肖伯纳
Bernard Shaw,
很吝啬
a stingy.
你告诉我你最佩服的是谁
？Who is the person whom you most
我就告诉你，基督以外没有比他更高。
And I tell you, aside from Christ, no one is higher.
所以康德虽然很不愿意提，没有办法避免他要讲。
So Kant, even he didn't want to mention it, he had to.
我们要向 Solomon Bonham 发展我们的文化。
We must develop our culture towards the Solomon Bonham.
But Solomon Bonham,
Solomon Bonham,
the highest good in Latin,
至高的高善，
最高的善，
最高的善。
他说什么？虽然 Solomon Bonham 还没有来到
，Even though Solomon Bonham had not come,
我们不得不承认，拿撒勒人是最高的。
We cannot but recognize that that Nazarene is the highest.
这个科学之父
，the father of science,
of modern science,
of modern science,
Sir Francis Bacon.不是你早餐吃的那个 bacon，
not that bacon。
他讲一句话
，He said this，
在 Nova Organum 那本书里面
，In the book Nova Organum，
刚学科学的人
，Those who learn science for the first time，
刚研究哲学的人
，Those who learn philosophy for the first time，
常常沦为无神论者
，Many of them become atheists。
等他学到深奥的时候，不得不相信上帝。
But when they learn deeper， they cannot but believe in God。
科学与神学不同在哪
？What is the difference between theology and science？
哲学与神学不同在哪
？What is the difference？
Philosophy keep asking the questions， and theology keep answering the questions。
科学问问题，哲学答问题。神学问问题，科学
No. Philosophy keep asking the questions.
哲学问问题
，and theology keep answering the questions.
神学答问题
，and then philosopher keep questioning the answer again.
然后哲学家对那些答案提疑问。
当科学家、哲学家想的半死，到最后呢，哇，发现真理的时候，他发现在山上一个老神学家说 ：“We were there since before. We were here since before.”
When those scientists and philosophers they finally found the peak of the truth, they go up there find an old man who said, "Hey, I've been here before."
We discover something. Discover something.
我们已经发现一些东西。
这个神学家说 ：“We knew that since before.”
Theologian says, 我们都晓得。
什么叫科学呢
？What is science?
一颗一颗的学问，就这样简单，没有什么神秘的。
Nothing mysterious about science.
一颗一颗 ，science originated from skill in Latin, and it means I know. What do you know? I know, I know. That's science. 你们听他讲完 ，you know, that's your science. 今年我这个七月到九月在美国几个城市专讲那一套。
It's a couple of months I've been talking in American cities about this.
就理性与信仰。
Faith and rationality.
我会用四天的时间在 San Francisco 再提这一套的东西。
I will use 4 days in San Francisco to talk about this.
求助你。什么时候？
啊？
什么时候？
我不大记得是几号，我等一等啊。 31123在 Columbus 以后，Kansas 23456是在 San Jose 或者哪，也要到78在 Salt Lake City 有。我不记得了，你问这 Johnny 415-588-5459他电话。这个林旺杰先生是我在这边的 representative。
Mr. Lim is the representative. Dr. Lim.
他是 San Francisco Symphony Associate Conductor。
他是 San Francisco 交响乐团的副指挥。
今年这个 Queen Elizabeth 去听他指挥，还从 Buckingham Palace 写信 appreciate。以后呢，这个 San Francisco 的市长给他一个荣誉市民。
Queen Elizabeth, after hearing him conducting Buckingham Palace, wrote him a letter of congratulations. Then the mayor of San Francisco gave him an honorary citizen.
Hong Kong Philharmonic 请他去指挥两个礼拜。
Hong Kong Philharmonic invited him to conduct for 2 weeks.
他们要花机票花什么超过10,000块美金。
They had to spend more than $10,000.
有时候很大的聚会，我就请他来指挥音乐。我讲到他指挥音乐。
In big meetings, I ask him to conduct the
choir. 我老实告诉你，你们很多时候唱歌，我很受苦。
I tell you, I suffer through your singing sometimes.
许多诗班唱的字乱七八糟，还以为很好，我是很苦。
Some choirs sing terribly. They think they're good.
我有时候要忍耐，就是。
I just have to have patience. That's all.
我盼望你们好的音乐家好好出来。
I hope these good musicians come out.
作曲的人注意。
Those composers.
不要从来不做，一做想要成名。
Don't.Write and think that you'll be famous immediately.
多做，有不好的丢掉，留下几首好的。
The more you write, throw away the bad ones and retain the good ones.
我有时候一年会做一两百首，就拿一两首其他丢掉。
Every year I compose about 200 some. I throw a lot of them away and retain about 2.
最近两年差不多没有做。
Recent 2 years I haven't
What is that very few Christians dedicated themselves to Europe?
为什么那么少基督徒献奉献给欧洲？
You know, Chinese always go to preach to Chinese.And Europe has very few Chinese, so Chinese don't go. 这是第一个原因。
因为中国人就是像中国人传福音，欧洲很少中国人，所以
中国不去。第二个原因 ，when we think of the mission work, then we think European country all Christianized already, so we not to go. When we think about the mission, we go to Southeast Asia or Africa or somewhere.
当我们想到传福音，我们想到欧洲已经是基督化了，所以我们不需要去。我们想到东南亚。什么非洲这些地方
？Last year I preached 3 weeks in Germany.
去年我在德国，传道。
And、when I got time, I attended the meetings of German church.
当我有时间的时候，我去德国教会聚会。
I should say I was very disappointed.
我非常失望。
No dynamic preaching.
没有能力的讲道。
No pure faith.
没有纯正的信仰。
Gimmicks.
都是一些。噱头，
所以我盼望我们很严肃地为整个世界教会真材实料、实实在在有实质的这个复兴来祷告。
Let's pray for true blue revival.
I believe in the first kind of revival is the doctrinal revival.
我相信第一种复兴就是教义的复兴。
Second kind of revival is ethical revival.
第二个复兴就是道德的复兴。
Third kind of revival is a revival in mobilization.
第三个复兴就是行动的复兴。
Every Christian should be the witness of the Lord.
每一个基督徒都应当是主的见证人。
And fourth kind of revival.
第四种的复兴。
Christ be preeminent above all cultures.
基督超越一切文化。
这些复兴，其实教会很结实。
These revivals will make the church solid.
有一些螃蟹很大，打掉肉一点点。
There are some big crabs, and when you crack it open, there's a little bit of meat.
我不知道你看过没有。
Have you seen it before?
我最怕那个教会。
I hate that kind of church.
我最怕那种传道。
I'm really scared of that kind of preaching.
大大的。
Big.
里面肉一点点。
But just a little bit of meat in there.
怕紧。就你不懂。
不懂。
我们过去蒙召传道，一般弟兄姐妹现在人已经回头了，是不是他们只有感情的冲动？
Many who had dedicated themselves have backslidden. Was it because they were emotionally, they were just emotional at that time?
感情的激动是正常的吗
？Is it normal for us to be emotionally stirred?
如果你没有感情，才不正常。
You are abnormal if you are emotionless.
如果你没有感情还活在世界上，你是机器人。
If you're emotionless and you live, you're a machine.
神会不会用我们的感情
Will God use our emotions?
怎么不会？神是爱啊。
God is love.
有的人 over rationalize Christianity.
很多人这个把基督教理智化。
有的 over emotionalize Christianity.
也过分的感情化。
这个都不对的。
These are wrong.
我们整个的生命，包括感情、理智、意志，整个的都要受感动。
Our whole life, our rationality, our emotion has been moved.
它的 process 是什么？怎么样呢？
过程，
你的理性先归向真理。
Your rationality is returned to the truth.
以后你的心爱真理。
And your heart loves the truth.
你的意志愿你降服，也愿你遵行真理。
And your will is willing to obey and do the will.
那是真信的 involvement.
This is the real involvement.
请你注意。
Take note.
第一条路理性。
The first thing, rationality.
道一定讲得清楚。
So the word must be preached clearly.
把人的心思先做回来。
So to take away the thoughts of men.
人就爱慕真理。
Then men will love the truth.
爱到一个地步就愿意把自己降服真理。
Love it to a certain extent, they are willing to obey the truth.
那是信心。
This is faith.
蒙召也是如此。
The calling is the same way.
我奉献，为什么奉献？不知道。
I dedicate myself. Why? I don't know.
那样的人来，我就给他泼冷水。
This kind of people will come, I'm going to pour a bucket of cold water over them.
我讲到也呼召人 ，challenge people to repent, to dedicate themselves. 但是我呼召以前，我要把道理讲得很清楚。
Before I call people to come, I of course clearly speak the word.
这个很重要。
This is important.
人的理性
，the rationality
是人的神的形象样式之一部分。
Is a part of the image and likeness of God.
神是真理。
God is truth.
所以他创造有理性的人。So, 神的形象样式里。
So he created man that's rational in his image and likeness.
有一种神学说呢，这个理性思想啊，属魂不属灵。
There are some theological systems that, oh, you belong to the soul.
你不要用人的思想，用神的。别人都是神人的，他的是神的。
Don't use man's thinking, use God's. So everybody's thinking is man's, his thinking is God's.
你没有理性是谁啊？你变成什么？
If you're irrational, who are you?
当理性归向真理的时候，就变成灵性。
When the rationality is given over to the truth, then that's spiritual.
所以你要做一个属灵有理性的人。
So you must be a spiritual, rational man.
有许多人说呢，就是思想人的，就是错的。
A lot of people say thinking, well, that comes from man, but that's wrong.
神创造思想。
God created thought.
神启示真理。
God reveals the truth.
什么样关联？
What's the connection?
要用他所启示的真理来引导管理他所创造的思想。
To use the revealed truth to guide and take care of.
To control.
To control.
那么当你的理性 under the control and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that kind of reason is spiritualized reasoning.
当你的理性是在这个真理的管辖之下。你的是属灵的理性。
看 Hudson Taylor 的电影，他初期在中国传道很空虚，后来呢，他求主给他 fully commitment to the Lord， 娶了玛利亚有安慰。请问我们感到寂寞的时候要怎么样排除他Hudson Taylor 传道的时候寂寞，后来你就翻译了。
Hudson Taylor when he was preaching was very lonely. Later on, he married Maria, and his loneliness was taken care of. If we are preaching a word and we're lonely, how should we take care of that?
你求主把另外一个玛利亚给你。
You ask God to give you another Maria.
那就好了。
That's okay.
那如果你是玛利亚
，If you are Maria，
你不感到寂寞
，And you don't feel lonely，
求主不把约瑟给你
，Then we hope that the Lord doesn't give you the Joseph。
这男人比较需要结婚
，See male needs marriage，
因为男人比较弱
，Because male are weaker。
在这方面，男人是弱者
，Men in this respect are the weaker side。
女人比较不需要结婚
，Women is relatively needless of
marriage。这方面，女人是强者
，In this way the female is strong。
男人不结婚呢？
When the man doesn't marry,
女人不结婚不一样。
It's different from a
女人不结婚呢，桌子整齐，什么都整齐。
A single woman's home is very neat and tidy.
男人不结婚，袜子一个在床下，一个在橱子上。
If the man, single man, have a sock here and a sock up there and everywhere.
啊，太累了，一丢，另外一个丢到橱子上去。
Oh, I'm too tired. You throw it and it flies over there.
这样的还要娶特别高的女子。会看到。
You have to marry a taller girl to pick up that sofa.
马丁路德。
Martin Luther.
他结婚以后。
After his marriage.
就一直咒诅独身生活。
He cursed the single life.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他承认他曾经一整年没有换床铺。
Because he confessed that he did not change his bed lining for a whole year.
有一次他睡觉连脸床布都粘起
来。One time he woke up and the bed cover sort of stuck to his back and just came up.
你不要以为这个 Mission 83 is historical. 我刚才讲马丁路的故事也是 historical.
Don't just treat Mission 83 as historical. Martin Luther's funny story is also historical.
真的，当你看见大人物有这么大的弱点的时候，你不要轻看他。
So when you see great people with such great weaknesses, don't look down on them.
如果你看见一个神的仆人，你很尊重，有一天看你那么，原来你这样被我尊重的仆人，原来不过是这样而已。我告诉你，你的灵性不会进步。
So one day you see a servant whom you greatly admired, and then you say to him, "Oh, so you're just like that, like the same." Your spirituality is never going to improve.
你要怎么样？
How should you treat him?
原来这样不犯床步的也会做改教家。
You say, "Oh." A person who did not even change his bed sheet for a year can become a reformer.
Now I'm very hopeful. 这个叫做 positive thinking.
这叫积极的思想。
所以我们要爱弟兄，如果你单爱可爱的，你的爱就是很有限的。
So we must love the brothers. If we only love the lovable, then your love is limited love.
真正伟大的爱是有智慧，智慧看见对方的缺点，再加上爱。那这爱是真正的伟大。
Truly great love sees with wisdom the other person's shortcoming, and then wisdom added with love is the real love.
可以得到你所做的一份歌谱吗？
Can I get a song sheet from you?
施比受更的有福。
To give is better than to receive.
如果你爱得到人家所做的歌谱，你也应该做一些去让人得你的歌谱，懂不懂？我是那个意思。
If you like to get other people's music, you should write music and give some to others too.
所以我说施比受更的有福。
That's why what I meant when I said to, it's better to give than to receive.
这是基督教伦理，你要人怎样待你，你要怎样待人。
This is Christian ethics. Treat others the way you like them, like yourself to be treated.
我那个这个无论何处去的和音呢、啊，那个在这里的那个 harmony 是这个那个 associate conductor 那个是 official 我承认的和音，另外一首猜我不知道谁和的，我还没有承认。
The wherever I go, that song has been harmonized by the conductor and it's official. But the one that was harmonized for Send Me, I haven't looked at it yet.
我比较 gifted in melody, not gifted in harmony.
我对于这个歌调比较有恩赐。
我现在学写歌，我要学到一唱人家容易唱上口，第二唱了人深入人心，又唱出口又深入人心，那个调我就保留了。
I want to write a tune that is easy to sing but penetrates a person's heart. I retain those tunes.
这是我作曲的一些原则。
These are principles with which I've composed.
我对 melody 比较容易。所以我现在坐在琴上，两分钟我就可以做一首曲给你。
It's easier to compose a melody for me.
但是 harmony 我不是专家。
Harmony I'm not an expert in.
所以我请一些人帮忙。
So I ask other people to help me.
你说基督是真正的真理。
You say Christ is the true truth.
如果一个非基督徒问，你问就好了，不必如果。
if a non-Christian.
我怕我骂就是如果。如果基督教不存在，什么是真正的真理呢？
If Christianity did not exist, what is true?
很简单嘛。如果基督教不存在，真理就不存在。
If Christianity didn't exist, truth would not exist.
那么基督教不会不存在，本来就存在，所以真理存在。
Christianity is existing, so truth exists.
你的 logic 太弱。
Your logic is weak.
基督不但是不可能不存在，基督是其他存在的根源。
Christ,
怎么会不可？
It's impossible Christ not to exist. Not only that, but Christ is the source of all existence.
所以施洗约翰说，他在我以后，在我以前就有了。
So they.John the Baptist said, "He who is after me was before me."
你记得我昨天讲一句话吗？
Remember what I said yesterday?
Christ before the creation, Christ before his birth and after his death, after his resurrection. 这个创世的永恒的，这个加起来 eternal Christ, 永恒的基督。
The eternal Christ before creation.
就是那个道。
That is the word.
老子所讲的那个道。
The Tao mentioned by 老子。
孔子所说的道者以不可须臆理也，那个道。
The Tao that Confucius spoke about.
就是基督。
Is Christ.
The Stoics 所提的那个 Logos.
The Logos referred to by Stoics.
就是基督。
Is Christ.
他们模模糊糊知道一点点。
But they are seeing a little bit.
怎么会知道一点点呢？
Why do they see a little bit?
General revelation.
自然启示。
普遍启示。已经给人。
Has been given to man.
人在模模糊糊中间。
But man is still hazy.
等到基督一来的时候。
But when Christ came.
很多人要那个模模糊糊的，不要他。
Many people want the fuzzy image, but not him.
我有一次去讲道。
One time I went to preach.
五个半夜不回家。
Five and a half months I did not return home.
太太很怕孩子忘记爸爸。
My wife was afraid that my kid would forget about daddy.
每天对他说， 在墙壁上那个爸爸。
So every day, he pointed to my picture on the wall and said, "That's Daddy."
爸爸哪里？那个。
Where's Daddy? That one.
他每天都弄清楚。
Every day she was clear.
我太太很合作。
My wife cooperates.
我回到家的时候。
I return home.
这爸爸。
I'm Daddy.
No, 爸爸。
That's Daddy.
你这没有良心，我很难过，你还要笑。笑什么？我说爸爸不，那个爸爸。
Father, no, that's Daddy.
我想这糟了，这个文化的 gap.
I said, boy, this is a culture gap.
我怎么办呢？我哄他好。
So I tried to play with him.
我的太太才发现叫孩子不容易，所以一直改成这个爸爸。
So my mother tried.
我又买票。他是我的孩子。
My wife tried to correct this misconception. She says, "This is Daddy."
真的，这个孩子不明白，耶稣不改变，怎么妈妈一直改变
？This kid couldn't understand. Christ doesn't change, but mommy changes all the time.
三天以后
，three days later，
他喊我好了。
She wanted to play with me.
我说爸爸在哪里
？Where's Daddy？
那个？
那个？
这个呢
？What about this one？
他已经喊我好了。
So she's friendly with me now.
Say,
I tell you.
你知道他讲什么
？What did she say？
你也是爸爸。
You're Daddy too. You're Daddy too. You're also Daddy.
我告诉你啊，犹太人还有其他宗教就把 general revelation absolutize.
The Jews absolutize general revelation.
以后他们就以为他们宗教里面的东西就是真理，耶稣来的时候他就把它钉十字架。
So they thought everything in their religion was truth when Christ came, they crucified.
正像我的孩子说，那个才是你，不是一样。
Just like my child saying, "This is Daddy, not you."
人是很可怜。
Man is a pitiful creature.
若不是神把一个人的整个观念转变过来。人永远以为自己所有的错的就是对的。
If not God changing, turning the man, then he'll think what was incorrect is correct.
我们中国人拜孔子，这是中国固有的文化。
We Chinese worship Confucius. This is our tradition.
我才不信这句话。
I don't believe this.
你怎么喊我也不信。
Regardless how loud you shout, I don't believe.
如果拜孔子是中国固有文化，请问孔子拜谁呀？
If you worship Confucius is your tradition, who did Confucius worship?
你懂吗？那你说，如果这样，耶稣是真理，耶稣没有来以前，谁是真理？你反问我了。
Then you ask me if Jesus Christ was truth before Christ came. Well, who's truth? You ask me.
你拜孔子，孔子不赞成，你懂吗
？You're going to worship Confucius. Confucius is going to be oppose you.
To be confused. 乱了，你怎么拜我
？Confucius is going to be confused.
孔子没有叫人拜他。
Confucius never asked people to worship him.
那耶稣说他是真理。
Jesus Christ said he is the truth.
你说因为耶稣说他是真理，那么我们就相信他是真理吗
？You say because Christ said he's the truth, we should believe he's.
那么如果别人也说呢
？What if other people say he's the truth too?
不是如果别人说，可惜别人不说。
It's not that if other people say.
The only one say that.
No one else said it.
The only one say.
The only one who said it.
耶稣。
Jesus Christ.
所以如果呢五六个人说 I'm your father, I'm your father.
If five, six people say I'm your daddy.
你才需要好好比较一下。
Then you should compare. You can compare fathers.
No one say, only one say I am your father.
如果没有人说，唯有一个人说我是你的爸爸。
You better believe it.
你一定要相信。
Based on what?
根据什么
？Based on true father.Wants to tell the truth to his true son. That's all.
根据那真的爸爸要把真理告诉他真的孩子。
OK， 你们一下子就听了我几十年传到最精华的话。
You've heard the essence of my 20-some years of preaching already.
Copyright 啦、啊。请问怎么样安排时间
？How do you arrange your time？
就好好平平安安的排下来吧。
Why you arrange it like that？
星期天这一类。
Sunday and so on.
不要紧，三星期天最累， oh, 最累。
Sunday is the most tiring day.
那么你就排一下特别时间，拜六吃高丽参养生。
Then eat some vitamin pills on Saturday and try to get energy.
金圣，金圣。
哦，金圣，金圣。
特别安排那是这时间安排的安排。
So arrange your time well.
就是这样，我告诉你，我这个人哈、哦，就来以前呢，十天差不多病。
Before I came, I was sick for 10 days.
又要带领聚会。
I had to lead a meeting.
我真的想，病完了再做30多个钟头，一直飞到美国的，我已经死了。